Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the Democrats are clashing with Trump officials on subpoenas and tax returns. The president is opposing the idea of his aides testifying before Congress. And as many of the headlines include this phrase, there's a bitter fight ahead.
You know, David, in my opinion, this is all coming down to the Supreme Court of the United States. And we know that there Trump seemingly has the upper hand. When the election actually happened in 2016, a lot of people, including me, said it was going to come down to what was going to happen in the Supreme Court. Somebody's going to have to arbitrate between these two branches of government, and the cases will be brought to the court one way or the other. And unless somebody looks down, it's going to be bad. Now, Don McGahn is playing a big role here because he's been subpoenaed, and now we are taking a look at the way in which this is going to play out. And from the point of view of the White House, they're going to take no prisoners. They're going to say executive privilege. They're not going to release the tax returns. They keep stalling on that one. And it would appear that we are headed for a showdown. Now, into all of this comes Nancy Pelosi. She's the key player. She's basically saying, yeah, he deserves to be impeached. And if it turns out that way, we'll do it. But in the meantime, we have to go slow. We interviewed Richie Neal yesterday, who made it quite clear that he was relying on House counsel, the counsel of the House of Representatives, so that a false move is not made. They've made their case. He's gone slow and deliberately. And there is a sense that the IRS has got Trump's heavy finger on it. His thumb is right on the IRS. But you know what? If you're the head of the IRS or you're other people, you don't want to go to jail. So, you know, there's going to be a certain amount of tension between the people who Trump, like McGahn, is ordering around and telling to do things that are either not wise or defying subpoenas or doing the rest. So it is a grave moment for the American democracy.
Should people who run for public office be required to show their tax returns, Alan, as many have suggested?
Well, of course they should, especially in this case, when you have somebody who clearly is benefiting from the way in which he conducts his government and he's personally benefiting. We need to know. We absolutely need to know the who's, the what's, and why's of the way that this is been playing out. This is a question of the emoluments clause. Is this president benefiting from his presidency economically? There are many people who think he is.
Times has an interesting analysis. The question is obstruction an impeachable offense? History says yes. Does President Trump's conduct clear that bar? It asks, impeachment proceedings against President Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton indicate that it could. Of course, the Mueller report didn't say if Mr. Trump obstructed justice, but it suggested that several episodes met that standard.
Well, yeah, I read that Times piece. Very interesting. I do believe it. And I think there's a lot more than what we are seeing. That's why Nancy Pelosi is exactly correct to back up Nadler, to back up Richie Neal, to have the committees continue to investigate, because more is going to come out. When it gets to be such a preponderance of evidence that it can't be avoided, that's when you move.
How will the Supreme Court move on the question of citizenship? The majority seems ready to allow it.
That's why, as I have said, it was so crucial in 2016 that people understood what this court was going to do. It was quite clear from the questioning that we saw, David, that there was going to be a majority on the court to allow the president and his group to put in this citizenship question, which, of course, will result in an undercount in certain areas. Why? Because some people won't want to answer the question because they're afraid of deportation. But the whole idea of the census is to know how many people are here, and you won't know it this way.
Looks like we will know, and it looks like it'll be a yes whether former Vice President Joe Biden is going to run for president. He's expected to make an announcement in a video tomorrow.
Well, David, that's what this is all about. This is coming down to Bernie versus Joe. I've said so all along, and it is. Bernie Sanders is the front runner. People have not deserted him from the last time out, and Joe Biden is there. Now, Joe Biden is not Hillary Clinton. He doesn't bring all of the baggage that Hillary brought to the race, and it's going to be come down to between the two of them. Biden starts with zero money. Now, he has nothing. He's collected nothing. Bernie has got a tremendous amount of money from an awful lot of little donors. And a Times analysis I read says, well, you know, Biden's getting ready to go, and it'll be some of the same old big donors who will give him the money. The perception of big people giving lots of money is not going to be helpful to him in the primary process. Nevertheless, he's a popular figure. People say that he's the guy who can be the president, who can beat Donald Trump. And that's what it comes down to. Can Bernie Sanders, a popular, avowed, self-announced socialist, carry enough of the American people? Maybe the primary, yes, but can he carry enough to win the election? And I think a lot of people are thinking that the most important thing here is to get rid of Trump. If that's the case, then Joe Biden may be the person that will be seen as the most purple. In other words, not only Democratic, but that will allow Republican voters of some kind or independent voters to come over and vote for him. That's the way you got to see this thing.
Seems that's the way that Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York sees it. In your conversation with him yesterday, he said that Biden has the best chance of defeating the president and noted Sanders' ties to socialism as a potential serious obstacle nationwide.
The irony here is that the Republicans are accusing Sanders of being a socialist, and so is the Biden people. It may work. It may not.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Always interesting and fun. Thanks, Alan.
No, David, thanks for the great questions. Appreciate it.